Hello and welcome to this episode of Safety Sisters, where I have a few vox pops that I recorded from the EBIT conference in Cologne in October of this year, 2024, and I will be talking around it, so a little bit of a hybrid episode. And I interviewed three women who I know and respect, and I just caught as much time as I could, which was about 5 minutes each, just to get a sense of what their purpose was with the work that they were doing and why they were at EBIT and what their vision is for their future. I asked them what inspires them. And what I love about EBIT is the gathering of international people, and how Sabine Funk and Ralph and the team all work to keep nurturing that relationship building across these borders, with the introduction of the international program, so an English speaking program at a German conference, and inviting me as one of the speakers and bringing me back this year again. So it's been such a pleasure and an honor to be invited and to come into this fold and meet some amazing people. And there's something really special about international people coming together, where I feel, because of our different cultural backgrounds, there's a lot of rich sharing of information, of lessons learned, of things that went well, things that didn't go so well, and how we can sort of share knowledge across borders to bring forward the work of event safety and security and crowd safety, and also start to bring in a sort of level of standardization just by natural filtration. And by this mingling and working together, because we're sharing these good practices that we have learned or we've tried to establish in our own country, and sharing them with others. So I am really excited to see how EBIT evolves, and I absolutely vouch for the international program. And of course, you know, we don't want to gate crash on this amazing German conference, but I think that Sabine and the team are creating something really special and something unlike I've ever seen before, because the nature of our work requires some serious conversations and can be quite vulnerable conversations, especially when something goes wrong. Because when something goes wrong in our line of work, it means that somebody has got hurt or somebody has died. So it's not for easy conversation sometimes, but what they have created at EBIT is this environment where we're taken care of in terms of our welfare. And so there's this really comfortable, welcoming, engaging vibe that everyone has. Like, everyone is open to meeting each other. And you know, I, unfortunately, my German is not great, but all the German speaking people are so willing to speak English, and they're all great at it, by the way. And just so lovely to try and like create that connection and learn from each other. And also it's wonderful to meet some old faces from when I did my master's, because we've got some colleagues from Vienna and further afield from Austria and from Germany as well. So really simple things that you don't really see at a conference. And I guess many of the conferences I've been to are free for you to attend, but there have been a few that you paid to attend. But I've seen nothing on like the scale of just, you're fed all the time. And the dietary of this event is actually vegan, but it's unbelievable. If you weren't told it was vegan food, you would not know it was vegan food. Not saying anything bad about vegan food, but I'm saying the richness of the dishes were just unlike anything I've ever had before. There's a great barista always on hand making the most delicious coffee. And then there's fridges with Fritz Cola, which is like the best cola. And that's one of the things that broke my heart with Brexit was Fritz Cola not being available in London anymore. Can you tell my what's important to me? And so you're just, it's all these little things, and it seems like it's not important, but it really is. And this is thanks to my friend Olivia, when we were talking about what does it mean to make a safe environment, and how she was like, well, catering companies create safety through feeding you, because feeding you nourishes that requirement, that existential requirement to stay alive. And, you know, what better than when you're given that like nourishing food compared to something that isn't nourishing, you know, like maybe a packet of biscuits. It's such a different kind of energy of how people are taking care of you, and really will change your physiology of how your system will either calm down because it knows it's being taken care of, rather than if it's not. And so in addition to all of the feeding, there's really fun, engaging things like a foosball tournament and a few other elements. And there's also rest spaces. There's like hammocks and bean bags and like nooks and crannies for you to pull off to a side and just, you know, have a break, you know, because of course conferences are very engaging events and they're tiring. So I really like that you can steal away and take 5 minutes for yourself if you need to. So I knew I was going to spend most of the time talking about the food, but it's the whole environment, and also the attitude of the event organizers, that you just know so much care and attention has been put into just how they present information. There were these boards around with like newspaper clippings of kind of current events and, you know, what's been happening. And it's such great sort of data collection that you can then peruse and discuss and bring in as a point of, you know, of a topic to discuss with others. All that has an impact, is noticed, and is appreciated by the people attending these events. And especially with the keynote that Sabine starts off the event with, and, you know, she talked about the changing world, the changing environment, changing behaviors, and, you know, I talked about it in my Zone X talk about the increase in anxiety, increase in aggression, and what we can do in our role to respond to that. And so, you know, she's setting the scene for these open conversations, and we had some incredible sharing from people from emergency services, from industry, that without being able to set this environment for a vulnerable conversation, you just wouldn't be able to have it. And without having these honest conversations, we're not able to make any change. So hats off to the team. And I did tell Sabine that she could teach people how to do conferences, because most conferences could learn from this, because we desperately need humanity in our conferences if we want to actually create any sort of change and facilitate the difficult questions that come in and be willing and open to hear them and to respond to them honestly. So we've got a few Vox Pops coming up with three women who are all part of the Yes Group as well as EBIT this year. And the Yes Group is the Europe Event Safety Group, which is part of the Europe Festival Group. So it's a group of event. So the Yes Group is a group of event safety professionals from festivals and venues around Europe. I think they've been going over 20 years. I'm probably going to get this wrong and will have just regretted that I didn't look this up. But I've connected with them last year, and I just think they're such an amazing group of people with such variety of experiences and backgrounds and just open minds, like incredible open minds, and willing to, you know, challenge and also support each other. So yeah, I hope you enjoy these. First up is Roxana Luca. Roxana,
yes.
What is your role in the events industry?
Oh, that's a big one. it varies, to be honest, from production manager to technical director most of the time.
I love that. That was a big answer in a short. What do you love about what your job? What do you love about it?
That you always have new challenges coming. You're always out there in the open space and working with new people and having to solve stuff in as short as possible and as efficient as possible.
Mm, I like it. And what, so you're also with the Yes Group?
Yes.
And you're here at EBIT with the Yes Group? Mm-hmm. So what drew you to be part, to join the Yes Group, to be part of what they're doing?
It's been 10 years since I've joined the first seminar of the Yes Group. I liked it because they were discussing crowd management, and from my perception, production also handles crowd management, so you have to have the overall view. So that was my first, and 1 year ago they invited me to be part of the board, so here I am.
And what's your role on the board?
We're actually working on the program for the SNS, but we're also working on various projects that we're having, even some studies, and we have some festival reports. It's a very large scope that the Yes Group is having.
What inspires you? So it's a word that I made up. It takes inspiration, and what fires you up? So what inspires you, but also brings out the passion in you to respond or want to change or want to see things develop and improve in the future?
I think one of the main reasons I actually got into the events business when I was way younger than now was the fact that I wanted to see things happening. So one of my biggest motivators were actually starting things up. And you know, what people weren't making, I wanted them to happen, so let's find a way to make them happen. I think it still fires me up.
Oh, I love that. So you came into the industry very early on then in your career. It was so it has been your career the entire time.
I had some little breaks. But yeah. I was younger than 18 years old when I first started.
Wow.
Working.
So did you fall into it, or were you already at that age, like, I want to be part of this?
I literally fell. Literally. I fell.
Yeah.
I just found some organization that was doing events back in the days, and I was doing some acting classes back then, and one of my colleagues told me that they were looking for somebody to give flyers away and stick posters up. Mm-hmm. So I ended up there, and they had some issues. I smelled them, and I was like, okay, I can help you with that. Mm. And then I kept on coming with solutions, and those guys were like, whoa, who are you? And like, do you want to work with us? And I was like, yes. And they're like, no, please think about it. And I don't need to think about it. I know I want to. So I had a job back then. I was doing school and jobs in the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just shifted into them, and that was the start of it.
Wow. So you what you love about doing events is that problem solving. Is that the kind of essence of it?
Yeah.
Guilty. And seeing, like, is part of it that, like, how it impacts the people that come to the event and how it affects them. Do you connect with that, or are you more with the kind of artists or with the production team and the staff? Or
I'm a, let's say, very weird personality, but what I like very much, and maybe you heard me talking, because I don't really have just a production view. I like to see the user experience flow. Mm-hmm. So even with my clients, I really try to take them and try to answer to all the needs that they are, even if we're talking about public or our colleagues or, you know, everything, and try to bring, like, solutions that could satisfy all the stakeholders at hand.
So a really integrated view of what an event is, rather than kind of that segmented, you know, of course we have to have the departments, but we are coming together to a holistic
holistic picture, isn't it? Having the best event that you could possibly bring on.
Yeah.
So let's make it so that I understand your part, and I understand when I'm doing something that affects you, and let's talk things over and see which would be the solution so that you're also okay, I'm also okay, everybody's okay.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for your time, Roxana.
You're welcome.
Next up is Alexandra von Samson.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Isis.
I just have some few questions in the short time that we have together. My first question, Alex, is what is your purpose here? What is your goal here with the Yes Group, with your part in the Yes Group?
It is actually the part, it's two things. One thing is, of course, networking and exchange, and the other part, it's part of the one part as well, it's knowledge exchange, because I really think in nowadays it is absolutely crucial that we exchange the knowledge we are having, and that festivals and mass events in general can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same idea we are having here, meeting up at the EBIT conference, talking to other people, exchanging experiences. And what I love about the YES Group, it's like, you know, people are working on a voluntary basis to just get on with the goat again.
The goat is back.
Yes, with the knowledge exchange to make our lives a little bit easier, and then just making our events safer, because this is what's our goal that we have all have together, actually.
Yeah, I love that. And your background is, so your role that you normally carry out in your day-to-day work in the events industry, just give me a brief overview of what that is.
I am helping event organizers through the licensing process, as well as the approval process, including all the authority communication, and I really love it. It's because it's so interesting, and it's never
the same event. It's never the same challenge.
No, it's never the same challenge, and you know, you always have to see who is the person you are talking to, and you have to find the right tone. And I just love the challenges, and it's really great. And no one else wants to do it. That's one of the points as well. It's always like, oh yeah, you're doing the shit no one else wants to do. And I am working as a counselor for safety and security concepts, and I am writing safety plans and safety and security concepts as well for mass events. So I'm doing like three things, actually, doing the counseling then the operations and the planning as well.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And I love that you've got, especially as you said, like not many people want to do it, but it's what you love doing. So it's like this perfect role that you're able to support, because you've got that knowledge and experience and ability to support these people through a crucial element of the whole event process. And finally, I always like to ask what inspires you. So what inspires you and what fires you up? So what, when you're having a conversation or you're inspired, that you really like, you really feel like the energy in your body going, oh, I really want this to change, or I really want this to happen, or I'd love to see this in the future.
I just wanted to say making the world a better place, which is just half of the truth. It's making events a better place. This is actually what drives me. It's one of the drivers.
Yeah.
It's you know, to create as safe as possible events for the audience and everyone else involved, actually. Yeah. And just putting fingers in wounds and detecting open points, and then, you know, just pulling and pointing as long as I can on them, and to find solutions for things, because usually, and it's always a point no one really wants to talk about, it's about budget, and we are all budget driven in our work, let's face it, and to find solutions are the goat again, to find solutions for, you know, budget friendly solutions, and still with the environment and the budget I have, to create the as safe as I can environment, and then always improving, you know, and always getting better from year to year, and just celebrating the small improvements as well as like the big ones. And I think that's the goal. I know it's not a perfect world, and it could be better, and we are just starting, and we are just at the beginning, and there are a lot of holes in safety planning, and you will never be done.
Yeah.
I think that's the point. It's like in improving.
It's a continuous process.
Really driving.
It's an evolution.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, and driving me is really like finding solutions for opportunities for the challenges we are facing every day without going on a, like, okay, now we have to do everything differently, and this will cost you this
increment
amount of
changes,
time.
Little changes that make a big difference.
Yeah, because for most of the events, this is how it works best, because we have to convince the event organizers to spend the money on things they don't see. They just see if the shit hits the fan, and then it's too late, actually.
And so we're the ones that can help
warn them before it
yes,
happens. Yeah.
But it's a way to go on the convincement, and this is why I think the international exchange and the national exchange as well is really important, just to learn from others how they are taking their baby steps to improve.
Yeah.
And and I think it's very important to be open about the mistakes and the things that don't go right. And not just hiding them and say, well, I'm the perfect.
Yeah.
I'm the perfect planner. No, I'm definitely not. And and it's but getting the knowledge from the others as well, and then just making a puzzle, or like the perfect puzzle for your event.
Yeah. And especially showing that kind of willingness and vulnerability to share when it goes wrong, because we all benefit so much from it, and we're really appreciative of it, actually. You know, it's a really amazing thing when someone does that. So thank you so much, Alex. This is such a lovely little quick moment.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And finally, Maybrit Morgenstern.
What's your role in the events industry, May?
Actually, I'm working together with Alexander from Samson. And I'm just like supporting her, assisting her. And I'm also planning event safety and security. And we are also doing all the application management for festivals.
You're new to the industry.
That's right. Yeah, I started April 2023 in the industry, actually.
And how did you get into the industry? What was your way in?
That's actually quite funny. So I wanted to be a wedding planner.
Ah.
And that's the reason why I started studying event management and technology. And then I started that, and then I just realized that maybe that's not it, because then I was like doing lights and video and all the technical parts and also management, and I was like, maybe weddings are not the way to go. And then I was just thinking about all kinds of stuff that I could do. And then actually I contacted one of my professors and asked her if she knows any like a bigger company that would fit me. And then she didn't answer. And then like after one day, she just came up to me and was like, I know someone. It's not the thing you would like to do, but I think you would fit in there quite well.
Yeah.
And I would just tell her about you. And I was like, all right, I don't know why you would do that, but do it. And like, I just took that step. And then actually she connected me with Alex, and Alex was like, yeah, let's give it a try. And that's how I started. Yeah. And now I'm still here.
So you've gone from wedding planning to event safety.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what you love about event safety.
Actually, it's just the planning in general, and just like I love the way crowds are moving, because at a certain density they start moving like water or like ants, and you just can see how they work and how they think. And just like being in the back, because I didn't really think about event safety when I started studying. Mm. And then I was like, oh yeah, it totally makes sense to think about how people enter, and that it's also a service aspect to make the experience great. And then I just started thinking about it, and now I just like having my head in there and all these different models and thinking about it and just making an experience that is already great even better by just thinking about, okay, if I would enter whichever venue it is, how could I feel better? And I just like thinking about complex things, and event safety and security is very complex. Mm-hmm. It is also very fun because it is complex, but it's not just moving numbers. It's definitely about people, and that's like what I love about it.
I love that. And so you're connected to Yes Group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how is your connection to the Yes Group? How has that supported you in starting your career?
That's actually quite funny, because Alex just has thrown me into it and was like, yeah, I'm like working with Yes Group. And I was like, what's Yes Group? I didn't know. And then she just told me about it and was like, that's great. People from like all of Europe just talking about and exchanging info and their expertise. And then she just took me with her to the Yes Group seminar in Groningen, and also asked me if I could talk about what it's like to be a newcomer in the industry, because I'm actually very new. And she just put me in there, and then I got in contact with all these nice people and all their knowledge and all their expertise, and I was like, so many smart people are here, and it would be a shame to not keep it running. And I also see very few people my age, or like a little bit older, that are in event safety and security. And I kind of see it as a responsibility to be there and show up and say, okay, I'm a newcomer. I've studied within the pandemic I started, and like I started after the pandemic. So I'm actually the generation kind of what every expert is talking about. And I'm in that exact age. So I see people around me my age, and I can just tell people that know way more stuff than I do. But like, how would I feel? How do I know are my friends behaving? And what are they thinking? And how we can forward these things? And also, I get a lot of knowledge and expertise because of all these people. But like, we can exchange in so many different levels, and I just see it as a responsibility actually to take part in it.
Well, I really respect that. And yes, we really do need like a whole other younger generation, because we're all getting older. And
yeah,
like there is, it does feel like a little bit like there's this gap. And you're working on EBIT 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how has that been working with Sabina and the team and what they've created, which I mean, to me is one of the most incredible conferences I've ever been to. So, you know, how has that been for you? Like, what's been the experience of working on this specific event, working with EBIT and everything that EBIT represents and supports with the industry?
It's just very nice to like be able to support it. I mean, I've just been working on site actually, not in the pre-planning phase, but everything is well set up, and it's just nice to know that everyone that is attending is like very nice, so you can just talk to them. And it's just a really great way to also be behind the scenes, sure, but also just see, okay, this is a conference planned by people that are doing safety and security, and is everything actually working the way they would set it up, or is it actually the way they are also like always telling people how to do things, and just not only working here, but also just having a look if it's actually reality and if they are actually able to set the things up they do themselves.
Just
nice, and it's very great to like be here in general.
I love that.
Yeah.
And my final question to you is, I like to ask, what inspires you? So what inspires you and what fires you up? Is there something that you're thinking about for the future that you would really love to see change or see come to fruition?
Actually, and I don't know how to start with it, but I'm quite unhappy actually with the way society is evolving, and also young people are evolving, which I'm part of, unfortunately sometimes. And I just want to get back to, like, how do I put it? You're not giving away your responsibility for yourself when you enter a venue, and getting that back, and getting, I don't know how it has been before I attended, but being more responsible for everyone on site and getting that into their minds, and also actually being more in the moment, because I'm not really a fan of people standing everywhere with the phone. I'm never doing that when I'm at a concert, and I would just want to try and get that back into. I know safety and security might not be the right department to do that, but that's kind of what I just want.
Oh, that was amazing. Really profound. Thank you so much, May.
No
appreciate
problem.
That.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow, what a vision to end that last Vox Pop on from Maybrit, who is the youngest member who has joined the industry so recently. And if this is the vision for the industry, for people joining it now, and the intention of the next generation, then I think we're in very safe hands. I really loved hearing these three perspectives from Roxana, Alex and May. And just from, I guess, with Roxana and how she does not come from crowd safety background or security background. She comes from production, technical production, and has her hand in the pot of this work because she sees it as the overall view. You know, we can't see an event as these different silos. Of course, we still need to work in our different departments, but we are coming together. We need to know what's happening in each other's worlds. And in an episode coming up soon with John Dundas and Spectrum Management, he talks about this very thing, about how it is so important that we know what each other are up to, because, you know, our actions are impacting them and their actions are impacting us. And of course, from a safety perspective, we can't let that slide. I loved with Alex sharing her passion for work that many people might not find that interesting. I mean, I personally find it interesting, but there you go. This is why we all work in crowd safety, supporting people with documentation, supporting people through the licensing process, which is such a crucial element. And I think that support needs to be there for so many organizations and people, no matter what stage or what size of the event. And I love how her intention is to celebrate the small improvements, because it is those little baby steps and step by step improvements that, you know, is actually going to change. And if you look at human evolution, it is those little tiny things of nothing really happens and all of a sudden there's this huge leap. So this is how we make those huge leaps. We find the gaps. We find the issues and we find the solutions. And I totally echo her love of the international and national exchange, and how, you know, we're being open about our successes and our failures, about the mistakes that we make. And instead of hiding, you know, because none of us are perfect planners, in her words, and how we can use that to support each other and make events and make the world a better place. And with May, you know, it's just really, I think, important to listen to the younger voice in when it comes to working safety and security. And it is great to meet someone who is of a younger generation working in safety. There are a lot of young people that I'm teaching at university who are interested in this and who want to find paths forward. So the more opportunities we can give, then I can help kind of spread that word. And so if there is anyone listening who has opportunities for young people finishing their degrees and coming into the industry, then please reach out, because I have some students who would love to learn. And just sort of finally on this, giving away your responsibility for yourself and your entire venue, as May said, that we need to actually take responsibility for ourselves and for everyone. And this is what I have been saying in the article on post-pandemic crowd behavior, Taylor's version, and how we're going to move forward together, because we are not in control of anyone and we can't take care of everyone in that sense. We're all responsible for each other, and we need to do our best to guide people who come into our events and venues, but they also need to, you know, play their part in this safety dance. And I also do have to say I enjoy her desire for people to actually be present and not be standing around everywhere with a phone. I think in it was Florence and the Machine, her performance at BBC Proms, right at the, you know, the high point of Dog Days Are Over, she just said, everyone, you know, put your phones away, just be present and enjoy this moment. So thank you again to Roxana, Alex and May for their insights and experience. And thank you to Sabine and the team at EBIT 2024. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this episode, please rate and follow the show and leave a review if you are on Apple Podcasts. It would mean a lot. For more information on my work in crowd safety, please see murphymorris.co.